Roy Anderson might be one of the most interesting people in film. His fans include many leading Hollywood filmmakers, but he's still best known in his native Sweden. NPR's Netta Ullaby tells us more about an idiosyncratic director and his new movie.
Roy Anderson was only 26 years old when he directed a movie that took Europe by storm. He even got compared to the great Ingmar Bergman.
Wait a minute.
So say any other.
Anderson's now in his 70s, but he remembers what it was like to be the next big thing.
It was a fantastic time for me. However, I was not very happy after that. I was a little depressed. My second movie was a flop. In all senses, it's a very, very big flop.
Anderson stopped making movies completely. He started making commercials.
Yoo-hoo!
Radical for a lefty European director in the 1970s.
And I was accused. How can you make commercials?
But Anderson became one of Sweden's top commercial directors while hanging on to a Swedish socialist sensibility. Professor Ursula Lindqvist has written a book about Roy Anderson.
He's a devout humanist, you could say.
Anderson pumped out hundreds of commercials about deodorant, ketchup, cookware, and cars. But they were always about people, not products, says Lindqvist. She mentions a political commercial Anderson made in 1985. A conservative group seemed about to take over from the oldest party in Sweden, the Social Democrats, famous for generous social welfare.
So he made this commercial for the party called Why Should We Care About Each Other?
Of course, it's on YouTube.
Oh, mama. Oh, mama.
The commercial just shows people being awful to each other, shoving each other out of the way, slapping kids. Someone falls down in the subway and everyone rushes by, ignoring him. Then just the words, Why Should We Care About Each Other? And the Social Democrats party logo.
That commercial has been studied a lot in Sweden and has often been attributed to tipping the scales in favor of the Social Democrats in that particular election.
Lindqvist says Roy Anderson's commercials made him rich. He built his own movie studio in Stockholm and made Songs from the Second Floor from 2000. It won a special jury prize at the Cannes Film Festival. It's a series of odd but compelling little vignettes with a few recurring characters, like a pair of hapless guys tugging a ridiculously overloaded luggage cart through a train station. Imagine Laurel and Hardy, written by Samuel Beckett. There's a funny internal logic, and every scene looks like a painting magically come to life. Ursula Lindqvist says that's because Anderson creates a scene, points his camera at it,
and he eliminates the editing entirely. There is no editing within a single shot. The camera does not move, and so it's our eye that has to move, has to roam around the picture.
And find, for example, the person having drama at the back of the bar, not up front. Anderson refuses to manipulate viewers with conventions like close-ups. You have to pay attention. He says he expresses his philosophy even through lighting.
I want to have a light without mercy. There are no shadows to hide in. You are illuminated all the time, and it makes you naked. Yeah, the human beings naked.
He uses all amateur actors in his films.
Professor Ursula Lindqvist says Anderson and his philosophies are consistent.
He doesn't like to use professionals because he thinks that they can too easily hide the authenticity, the body language, the moment, the dialogue, that it'll be too stylized, and he wants a more raw, honest kind of acting.
Not a Hollywood kind of acting, and the new movie's title defies Hollywood marketing. It's called A Pigeon Sat on a Branch, Reflecting on Existence. Roy Anderson was partly inspired by a 16th century Flemish painting where you see birds looking down on our human foibles. But he says it also comes from a moment when he was in his apartment struggling with his script.
Outside, through the window, I saw at the same level a pigeon sitting on a branch. And I think, oh, maybe that pigeon also is battling with a problem with his script or his philosophy.
The humor feels as Swedish as Anderson's references to his country's history and politics. But Roy Anderson says his films are about nothing less than loneliness, exclusion, intimacy, common human experiences.
People around the world are my homeland, so to say. So, my homeland is the globe, not only Sweden. I want to be universal.
A bird's eye view through a Swedish lens. Netta Ullaby, NPR News.